This is Kyler Ludlow alongside the Lugnuts starting pitcher Marcus Walden. Marcus made a transition from the bullpen to the starting pitching rotation. How's that been?
It's going pretty good. You know, I feel a lot more comfortable back in the starting rotation. The bullpen, to me, I mean, I just can't get mentally prepared. I like throwing every fifth day and getting my mind right the day before and knowing what I'm going into.
Well, you had a couple of off-season surgeries. One, the Tommy John is, you know, more well-known and known about. What was the other one that you had done? And try to explain it as well as you can. Maybe we get James in here to interpret. But
On August 6, 2009, I had nerve transposition. And they pretty much just move your nerve over. That way it gets out of the canal where your UCL ligament and your nerve run coincide in between your elbow. And I got that moved August 6th, and then the next spring training on March 16th, I ended up having Tommy John surgery and got my ligament repaired as well.
So how long were you out for those injuries?
From the date of the injury to the date I came back was 2 years and 1 day.
Oh, wow. Not that you're keeping track exactly or anything.
No, not at all.
How much time over the course of those 2 years and 1 day did you miss playing baseball?
I mean, everything. When that's all you're doing is playing ball for a living, and that's what you've grown up doing, and you're not able to throw a baseball, not even able to do anything considering any kind of baseball activities except for run, kind of wears on you after a while.
So what'd you do during that time besides rehab and run?
First few months I played a lot of golf before I had both my surgeries, and then after surgeries, not much. I coached a 15-year-old team during this when I was back home during the last season. But other than that, just worked out and ran and got back in shape.
Was your team any good?
Yeah, we were pretty good. We had ended up going to state finals, and we ended up getting third place out of the state of California, which isn't bad for our 14-year-old all-star team.
Do you think coaching might be in your future if things wouldn't work out with baseball?
I wouldn't mind coaching. I mean, I liked it. I like getting players better, especially at a young age. I run a batting cage back home, and that kind of gets me back into it. Doing lessons and coaching teams is something that me and quite a few of my friends have planned for our future later after our baseball careers are over.
So you say you run a batting cage. Are you a hitting instructor, or do you work with pitchers while you're there?
Mostly pitching. I got three other pro guys that do a lot of our hitting stuff. I'll do some of the younger players if our other hitting coaches don't really want to handle the headaches of it. But mostly all the pitching, I do a lot of the mechanical stuff for the pitchers.
Very nice. And so do you have just one batting cage, or is it a bunch of people? Is it a nice-sized business operation?
It's not too big. It's all outdoors. We have eight cages with eight iron mics that feed into them, and then we have two mounds on the side that we do a lot of our pitching stuff, and that's where me and two of my other roommates from back home get all of our work done as well.
Well, it sounds like a pretty nice adventure you've got going out there. But back here in Lansing, this is Kyler Ludlow with starting pitcher Marcus Walden. We've got a pretty good ball team, and in first place overall for the entire season, best record in the Midwest League, in first place in the second half. And how does this team compare for you? You've been around in pro ball a little longer. Just the teams that you've played on.
I mean, this team definitely has a spark, has an energy to keep going. I mean, it's August 2nd, August 3rd, and I mean, there's still guys in the locker room that are fired up, ready to play. I mean, this is probably the best outfield that I've ever seen at any level. And even our high A team in 2009 was really good outfield. But I still think this outfield can outrun balls, and I mean, we got every single guy batting .285 with over 10 bombs. I mean, it's unreal what our outfielders can do.
And the team has really come a long way. There's a couple times throughout the course of the year that just kind of left your head scratching. But what has been the change that we've seen the team barely scratch into the playoffs? It looked like might not get in at all, to winning 8 out of 9 series, only losing 2 series in the second half, well, 3 now, and just the change that this team has really come out fired up in the second half.
I think the attitude in the clubhouse is a big change. You know, now that we're in the playoffs, everybody's playing a lot looser. We're not so tight. Everybody's not worried about each and every play counting on making the playoffs or not. It's more about being out there and just being able to just play the game, you know, as our hitters are just being able to go and see the ball, hit the ball, and our pitchers are pounding the zone a lot more efficiently. Our defense is on their toes, and they're making good plays for us.
Now, one thing everyone worried about was after making the playoffs in the first half, the second half would just be kind of a crap fest that no one really cared about. What's been the biggest challenge of keeping that thought out of everyone's minds?
I think it's more about being able to come into the playoffs being hot. You know, it's not about who plays the best through the whole season. It's about who's playing the best at the end of the season and what team's hot and what teams are not. And we keep this streak going all the way through August. I think we got a good chance to give this thing a good push and give it a good run at it.
Well, Marcus, you've been up and down in the organization with the injury being brought back down to Lansing and skipped over Lansing initially. You've been through the Midwest League now, played at pretty much everywhere that there's been. Are there any stadiums that stand out to you as a place that you like pitching in as a pitcher and maybe you like experiencing more as the guy charting in the stands?
I like pitching in our home stadium. I mean, it's a graveyard in the gaps. With Mariznick out in center field or even Krause, they run down everything in the corners. I'm pretty excited to go to Fort Wayne for 4 days, and then we finish up there too. Dayton's a great place to go play. I mean, they fill their stands every night. Those two are probably the two of the better places to play, but, I mean, I still like playing at home. We get good crowds, especially on the weekends, and you can't be mad at having a graveyard for the outfield.
And is that overall including your times above Lansing too?
Yeah, definitely. Florida State League, the stadiums are pretty nice. Fans are not all there, I should say. But they just don't get the fan appreciation that we do up here in the Northeast. And Lansing's got good fans, and they keep everybody going up here.
Well, this is Kyler Ludlow with Marcus Walden. And, Marcus, we actually were together earlier today, hit up the links over at Timber Ridge Golf Club, and you're a very good golfer. Is that something that you've been for a long time? How long have you been playing?
I've played golf ever since I was 12 or 13. I played golf pretty seriously since I became in the pro ball. You got quite a bit of free time on your hands being a pitcher, throwing every fifth day. So I'll play twice or three times in between every start.
Now, one thing that really sticks out is you don't use a driver. You don't tee up a three wood. You don't really – you have your own unique style, and yet you still out-hit myself and Pete Gaglio, video coordinator, all the time. Is that just a trained experience? What's up with that?
I think it's more about just being able to be flexible. But, yeah, I just hit it off the deck. Why change it up? I mean, you no need to tee it up. You hit it off the deck on the fairway, hit it off the deck on the tee.
And what's the best score you've shot out at Timber Ridge so far this year?
I think Timber Ridge, I shot 79 about 5 weeks ago. Well, the best score I've ever shot was 68 at TPC Tampa Bay.
Where's the best course that you've played at in your experience? I mean, 10 years experience, where's it been?
I'd probably say TPC Tampa Bay is probably the best course, just the way it sets up for the way that I play. Innisbrook's a really nice course. Timber Ridge is challenging. It's narrow. The rough's pretty rough.
Tell me about it.
Oh, my goodness. It's a little rough out there. I mean, you don't get on the fairway, you got some trouble ahead of yourself.
Yeah, first-hand experience with that one. Did you play any other sports when you were growing up besides baseball? Golf and baseball probably overlap, so you couldn't really compete in golf growing up.
No, when I was younger, I played a lot more soccer than I did baseball. But once I turned 13, I just stuck out with baseball. I played baseball 12 months a year out in California. We get the sunshine every day. So I played baseball 12 months a year from the day I was 13 until now.
Do you have a year and day count on that like you do on your injuries?
No, not so much.
Well, Marcus, thanks so much for joining me today. It was a great time golfing. We'll have to do it again sometime.
Definitely. Sounds good, Kyle.
This has been Kyler Ludlow with Marcus Walden. You're listening to Big Country 92.1.